your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks. Hello, Bat family and Bat fans. I'm Batman.
And I'm the Dark Knight. Two stars.
And together, we are
the Deep Night Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. How you doing, Tommy Two Stars?
Oh, I'm out of breath for you.
I know, right? That's hard. I should have done the Bane voice instead. That might have been easier.
With the food, geeks, and comic books. And...
Oh, yes. We talk about food and putting it in your mouth, Batman. I have something you could put in your mouth.
Is it Rachel? Put Rachel in my mouth.
I don't know. I'm going to retract that. That doesn't sound right.
All right, how you doing, buddy? Okay?
I'm doing good.
Good. All right, everybody. So if you haven't guessed it already, we are doing a Batman-centric episode this week. We thought we would celebrate the coming of Batman versus Superman.
Dawn of Justice.
It is officially 10 days away. Oh, man. Our guest is giving us a thumbs down here. Yeah. 10 days away, and I am excited.
I can't wait. It looks awesome.
So, today we have my brother on with us, Batman's brother, better known as Monkey Man. What's up, Monkey Man?
Call him Eminem.
How's it going, guys?
So, he is coming straight at us from the cold north. So, he is over the power of the interwebs.
Ooh.
So, if he sounds a little distant or robotic, he is not a robot or made up.
He's from the future.
He is from the future, kind of, maybe, right now. But he's not a robot.
Is he from Japan? That's the only way he's technically in the future.
Actually,
I'm from the future because I'm an hour behind you.
Oh, yes! Oh.
We're in the future.
Where's Doctor Who at?
We already know who's president is.
Yeah, did you know the president is Donald Trump now?
Just kidding, it's not. Hopefully it's not.
You're not that far from Canada.
I'm out.
You're peace. Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm peace. Peacing out.
I'm safe where I'm at, so I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm pretty safe up here.
Yeah.
All right, so Monkey Man, what makes... What gives you credentials to talk about Batman with us this week?
Oh, well, I've been a Batman fan ever since I was a little kid. Just along with you, you know, watching the cartoons.
He grew up with you, so.
Reading the comic books, and, you know, reading the comic books in the card shop, and just, I love anything and everything Batman.
Yes, Batman is pretty amazing.
He's a fan after my own heart.
Yeah, so we're gonna...
He's probably the best DC character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, hands down.
I like him. I like Monkey
Man. I don't know, Mitsiplix, man. He's pretty amazing.
Mr. Mitsiplix.
King Shark. He might have Batman beat. Captain Cold, maybe.
Captain Cold, yeah, sure.
Gorilla Grood.
Besides Batman, that I really like is the Flash.
Yeah. Okay. Nowadays, yeah.
Flash, pretty damn cool.
Don't bring up the Flash, because it's gonna make me cry again.
Oh, did you watch the season finale?
Oh my gosh, man! I bawled like a baby.
You and Kevin Smith both.
Oh, it was bad, man. Larry was there with us, and I was just like, literally, it was worse than when Han Solo died.
Wow.
Like, I was just like sobbing. Monkey Man, have you seen the season finale of season one of Flash yet?
Yes. It was pretty sad.
Yeah, so when he's like, "It's me, Barry," and he takes off his mask, so I'm like, "Rah!" Like, I think I started sobbing as soon as he broke the barrier and he went back in time.
Oh, talk to his mom.
And it was bad. Oh, you didn't see it?
Well, I know the premise.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I
spoiled? Didn't even get an alert or anything.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
It's okay.
I was just upset by the end because they cut it and he was like going through the tornado of death and then all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, season one's over.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Spoiler alert.
And then I tried to watch it on Hulu and... they got season 2, episode 11. I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait until probably, they're saying, I think they said August, season 2 will be on Netflix.
Oh, that sucks.
Man, that's a long time.
I'm gonna have to just...
Arrow's pretty good. It's a lot more darker, that's for sure.
Yeah, Arrow is good. It is a lot darker.
That's the next thing I'm going to start watching.
Yeah, it's worth it. You should.
Until Daredevil comes out, then that's going
to
be paused.
Not too bad. It's got a good storyline to it so far.
Yeah, Gotham's pretty good, too. I mean, I don't like it as much as Flash or Arrow, but it's good. I only watched the first season, so I need to start watching the second now, but...
I'm so excited about Gotham coming out. Remember that? I kept on sending you posts on Facebook, and I couldn't really get into it. Just like Daredevil, I couldn't get into Daredevil.
Oh my gosh,
Daredevil's awesome.
That's where we disagree. Like, Daredevil was like food for my soul.
It's like, too slow.
Oh
yeah, it is kind of slow in the beginning, but it gets so good at the end.
Every episode of that is were just good for
just
me.
Kingpin having, you know, Kingpin is like, I don't know. He just seemed like a wussy baby.
You didn't what?
Everything.
But he was like
feelings. Kingpin in the comics didn't really have feelings. They got back into his life and.
But they had to. It
was just like it seemed like every time he turned around, he was crying about something.
But they made him a three-dimensional character. Like they gave him a reason. So now what's going to happen...
I have some opinions on how TV shows come out from the comic book, just like with the movies, the X-Men movies, you know, and nothing was right.
Well, what you got to remember is this was kind of like an origin.
Yeah.
So now if he comes back, he'll probably be more like
cold
and stern, probably now.
Yeah, probably.
I loved, spoilers, if you haven't seen Daredevil... But I love his whole centric episode, and then when he beats his father to death with the hammer, like, I was... did you not make it that far?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I liked that part.
Yeah. We must all have daddy issues. And I like that part a lot. I just like that whole show. I can't wait for... Did you guys see did you see the final trailer?
The electric one?
Yeah.
No.
No, the newest one.
There's another
one?
They
just posted it. I posted it on our Deep Fried Geeks page today.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. So this is kind of perfect.
I saw pictures of the Punisher with Daredevil.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from season one or...
That's two.
That's two. That's season two that's not released yet. That comes out on March 18th.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes, Friday.
I'll be on the road. Maybe I'll watch it when I get to the hotel.
Yes. So this is kind of perfect. I thought we would just start off with a little bit of geek news. So, geek news!
Well, let's hear that super awesome geek news right now. Put it right in my ears.
So, two things that we just need to get out of the way before we just talk about Batman for a long time. Indiana Jones today, Disney officially released Indiana Jones 5,
Woo!
Time of Two Stars.
I love it.
Directed by none other than Steven Spielberg himself.
Ooh.
And starring Harrison Ford.
Awesome.
As Indiana Jones.
You can't take him down. He's going to be Indiana Jones till he dies.
Release date of 2019. So we talked a couple months ago about that being rumored and that it was they were talking about it. But now it is 100% official.
Well, now that he's not tied up with Star Wars anymore, spoilers.
Yeah, right?
So he can easily be Dr. Jones.
Kylo Ren freed him from his human bonds.
In contract.
I cried like a baby.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah,
I did too.
I think everybody who has
I couldn't look to my left or right because I was afraid they'll see me crying. Lucky everybody looked over it.
I myself had seen it, and I was like the only one that gasped in the theater. I was like, oh my god.
Don't worry, I had pretty much the same reaction.
Yeah, I was like,
I was like, no. No.
I said it under my breath. I was like, no.
I think I said it out loud.
Yeah, everybody looked over. He was like, is Matt crying? I was like, I don't know. Is he crying?
So I thought that was pretty exciting. Hopefully... They're going to pass the torch off. I'm hoping they get somebody new and kind of make him the new Indiana Jones to kind of keep it going.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, it was Shia LaBeouf.
They were trying to do that, I think, and then everybody hated that movie and hated Shia LaBeouf, so...
Shia LaBeouf, ruining the skulls?
What's the name of that movie, Mud?
Well, he's in a new movie?
No, Shia LaBeouf's character in,
Oh, yeah. It is, like, Mud or something.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot.
I liked that movie. I didn't think it was that bad.
I still liked it, yeah.
I thought there was a couple ridiculous parts, but there's always been ridiculous parts in Indiana Jones
movies. Yeah, there's, like, supernatural stuff all the time, so hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Calm down, Internet.
So... That's pretty big news. And then the other big news, I could not talk about this week. Civil War trailer dropped 2 days ago now.
Yeah.
If you've been living under a rock, pause this.
Or in Wakanda.
And yeah, or in Wakanda. Pause this and go watch this new Civil War trailer, because we're about to give you major spoilers of this trailer. So there are a lot of great parts of this trailer.
Yeah.
Don't name the end parts yet.
Oh, I won't.
Because we don't want to just go early. Just
jump right out there.
Yeah. So, what was, other than that end part, what was a really cool part?
I thought a part where, like, you have Bucky, he's, like, riding on a motorcycle, and you see the Black Panther just, like, sprinting at him full speed, and he, like, yanks, like, hits him off the motorcycle. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. I loved it when he jumped over the car.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. His costume looks amazing.
He's getting, like, shot and deflecting it off. It's like, yeah, whatever.
That was pretty sweet.
Black Panther.
How about you, Monkey Man? What was the part you liked other than the last part?
My favorite part, besides the obvious, was Hawkeye shooting Ant-Man at Iron Man.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Arrow.
I always loved that.
And then
he
jumped through his fingers.
I missed that.
Oh, you need to rewatch that.
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, he shot like 3 arrows and they split apart, and Ant-Man was on the middle one, and they zoom in on him, and then he jumps through Iron Man's fingers.
There's like a growing punch.
And it looks like he's about to do the growing punch.
Nice.
Yeah. That was...
A bunch of memes on Facebook about when the Ant-Man movie came out, and it had Hawkeye from the comic books holding out his arrow, and it had Ant-Man on it, and it says, if this does not happen, I'm no longer a Marvel fan. I see that. I lost it a little bit. So I was kind of skeptical about the Ant-Man movie, but I bought it and I love it.
Yeah, the Ant-Man movie was really good. That's why I'm excited about him being in Civil War. You saw Ant-Man, right?
Yeah, I saw Ant-Man.
I don't know if you guys saw, but I liked that they had Crossbones in it for a quick second.
So well, that's one of the first things I was rumored that I heard of was the made like one of the big villains that Captain was going to fight was Crossbones.
Yeah,
that was one of the first things I remember hearing.
So I'm happy they're going to have actual villains in it. And then I think the thing coming up from the water is the raft, which is a shield prison.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, and so that was definitely that. I think that'll be interesting to maybe. That's how they're introduced some villains or something like that.
Some major villains.
And maybe they'll rumor keeping... maybe they'll try to threaten to keep Captain America in the raft and whatever and stuff too. So, that was... It was pretty...
It serves me, in the Civil War comic, villains were included in the Civil War, I believe.
Yeah, they were.
I think...
Another thing that this trailer did, too... But it actually started to seem more like the comic where he was... it almost seemed like Tony was starting to talk about how they need to start registering. I don't know if he said that directly, but he talked about how people with superpowers can't just go around and do what we do anymore. So it kind of almost seemed like they were talking about
the
Civil War.
The whole meeting is in the beginning of the trailer between the General and Captain America. It's about them registering and all that, I believe.
Yeah, but they haven't really come out and said it yet. They're just like alluding to it. But yeah, it does seem like they're going to do that. I don't know if you guys have read at the Age of Ultron comic series.
No.
But that came out in like 2010, I think. And the Age of Ultron movie did not follow it at all. All they took was the name.
Yeah, and Army of Ultron.
And Army of Ultrons, that's it. Because the whole comic was about actual Ultron taking... He literally took over the world
and killed a lot of the superheroes.
Yeah, so maybe that's kind of what they're going to do with Civil War 2, is not take it exactly. Which would be a shame, because there's a lot of great parts to that series. But
it is kind of its own universe, the cinematic universe. It kind of ties in, but not really too much. Yeah.
So, if you watch it by now, you know the end part that we're going to talk about.
Big spoiler.
To me, it felt
my
like...
My spoiler senses are tingling.
It felt like Marvel was like, oh, hey, Warner Brothers, you have a big movie coming out soon, huh? You're going to have Batman and Superman fight? Well, guess what?
Blah! Here's Spider-Man in your face!
And they just blew their Spider-Man load.
It's their web shooters.
Web shooter all over. And just shot their web shooter and was like, hey, here's Spider-Man! Blah!
Hey, guys.
And it was perfect.
It was awesome.
Like,
he's...
The Underoos thing.
Yeah. Underoos!
Like, thwip! For me, that those two words that Tony Stark said capture Tony Stark and Peter Parker's relationship perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, with two words. And he ups up, and like, and they just like made the all geeks everywhere just like shudder with excitement at once.
That was awesome.
Because they're like, hey, here's Spider-Man. Oh, there's Captain America's hands webbed together. Oh, now Spider-Man has Captain America's shield. Look. Oh, look, now he's talking. Blah. It was just amazing.
It's not just a quick little cameo. He's got a full part.
Yeah, it was awesome. Do you guys have any gripes with it? I mean, did you enjoy it? Did you freak out as much as I did when you saw it?
I did, because when I was like, I thought he was going to be in it. And all of a sudden he's like, Underoos. And then you see the web hit the shield. I was like, oh, man. Yeah. Here it comes.
Well, it's been speculation for months and months and months and months. You know, yeah. Finally, when you see that trailer, it's just like it all comes together and just like mind blown.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Even though you know it was coming.
Super cool. I like how they put a little bit of controversy in there with his eyes, too.
Yeah.
But that's going back to like those were the Steve Ditko eyes. So the eyes that Steve Ditko drew, they were the same exact eyes, the black around it. And in the comics, his eyes move and get bigger. Yeah, so, it's a little bit of controversy because...
It's like Deadpool's eyes.
Because for the movies, we're used to the big plastic unmoving eyes.
Yeah.
And so, non-comic, like, non-super avid comic book readers are probably like, what the heck? They just know them from the movies. But I think fanboys around the world are probably losing their minds. And I think, for what it seems like to me, how they're going to explain it away is the robotic sound his eyes had. I think maybe they're going to say, like, Tony Stark built him a mask or something.
I didn't even notice he had, like, robotic.
Yeah, if you re-listen to it, when his eyes move, it makes, like, a robotic sound.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, level of excitement for Civil War now, Tom. We talked about last week, we talked about level of excitement for Batman and Superman compared to Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I was a 10 for Force Awakens. You were
I was a 9.
You
10.
Were
9.5.
And then you were a 6 for Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
I was a 9.
Oh, you're a 9 also.
For Batman v Superman. So what's your for Civil War?
Civil
now?
War is now a 9.
A 9.
Before it was like a 7. Now it's definitely a 9.
Cool. How about you, Mike? What was your level of excitement for Force Awakens coming out?
I was extremely excited about it. I'm not gonna lie, when I actually seen the movie, I was a little disappointed at first, because it was just not what we're used to. You know, it's not, you know, I was expecting it was gonna be like, you know, the first three from the 70s, and it was in a way, but it, you know, but I'm still excited about it. I'm still excited about when it comes out on DVD so I can watch it again and pick through it.
Okay, so what was your level of excitement for when it was coming out? So when you were like waiting for it to come out, like on a scale of 1 to 10, what was your level of excitement?
10 for sure.
So what is your level of excitement for Batman v Superman coming out?
5.
Ooh.
Oh man. Some deep cuts.
Yeah.
And then how about for Civil War now?
10.
10?
Okay.
Alright.
Cool. Alright, so there's the geek news. We gotta get into this Batman stuff because I'm ready to throw blows with Monkey Man over the new Batman movie.
Kapow! Ka-chow!
Alright, so Batman centric episode, guys. Batman v Superman comes out.
25th.
Enough geek news. I'm ready to talk about some Dark Knights. So, March 25th it comes out. So, Tom, I wanna know, how do you feel about how Batman has been portrayed so far for the new movie?
I think at first, they didn't really show, like, in the first few trailers they had, like, you know, he's zipping around on the grapple and stuff, which was kind of cool, but they didn't show much. The last trailer where they had him beating up on all those guys, I love that, and I thought that was awesome. That's just, like, cliche Batman, master martial artist, taking down assailants with ease.
Yes.
And I thought that was awesome.
He pops up through that floor.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, smashing guys' heads into the cement and
That's
stuff.
That's awesome.
So, you're kind of, like, totally all in now, you think?
I'm definitely, for the Batman part of it, I'm in.
How about for the Bruce Wayne? How do you feel about how Bruce Wayne's been portrayed?
So far, I like Ben Affleck. So, I think I like the way he's taken it so far. He's got the broody part to it.
Yeah.
But they haven't really shown too much, Bruce. Well, I guess they had the whole part with Lex and Bruce and Clark. That part was kind
of
funny.
Not a whole lot of Bruce, you're right. That little part was funny. They have had a couple parts with him talking with
the
Alfred.
Back and forth. Oh, yeah.
We saw that commercial for the airlines, and we saw a little bit of Bruce there, too. I, myself, am super excited. I love how they've portrayed him so far. I think the anger and the darkness of this Batman, I think he's going to be the darkest Batman we've seen cinematically yet. The only thing that I don't like is I like the costume, and then there's moments that I don't like the costume. Like, there's some pictures that I really enjoy, and I'm like, that looks amazing! Yeah,
it looks just, like, there's some pictures perfect, like Dark Knight Returns.
Right. And then the pictures I don't like are the still shots of, like, on the magazines. So a lot of the magazine shots you're seeing, or some of the shots, like, on the bags of chips and stuff.
Yeah.
They look a little cheesy. Like, the mask just looks very fat.
Are they, like, cheesy chips?
Yeah. But, other than that, I love the costume. Like, I love the whole body and everything. I love how he's portraying Bruce Wayne so far. I, myself, think that Ben Affleck is gonna be great. I think they cast a fan as Batman, and I think he's going to do nothing but be amazing.
Yeah, just like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, he's gonna want it to be great.
Yeah, I'm calling it out now. He's gonna be the best Batman yet. Oof. All right, Monkey Man. You've been grimacing the whole time we were talking. So, how do you feel about how Batman's been portrayed so far from the new movie?
It's more comic bookish. You know, they go with the small ears. I think it's going to be a very good movie. I was pretty upset about Ben Affleck being Batman. I like Christian Bale as Batman.
Oh, he's the Bale man. I love Bale's Batman, but I think he can take it to a different way. I don't know how to describe it.
Brother's not happy with me.
I like Bale's Batman. Like, he's fine. But there was so much of that movie, he just wasn't Batman. He wasn't a detective. He wasn't his characteristic traits. Like, here's a perfect way to describe it for me. Batman was the mask. So when Christian Bale put on the mask, he was always Bruce Wayne. Like, I never felt like when we were seeing him as Bruce Wayne that we were really seeing Batman. And when you read the comics, he's always Batman. Like, Bruce Wayne is the mask.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I never got that feel with the Dark Knight movies. Maybe a little bit in Batman Begins. What was that?
Just like Clark Kent is the mask for Superman.
Yeah.
Right. Same premise. And maybe a little bit in Batman Begins I got that feel.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones I just did not a whole lot. And in the voice...
I gotta correct you on this. The Dark Knight did show him being a detective when he was getting the bullet fragments out of the wall, cutting them out, and, you know, taking them back to his lab and analyzing them and then putting the bullet fragments back together to figure out where the bullet came from. know, it's...
Okay. Yep, you're correct on that. So 5 minutes of the movie. he was a detective with
okay,
almost
three movies, Batman Begins, or Batman The Dark Knight was the best out of the three.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I know we don't agree on this, but...
Yeah, I disagree. I think Batman Begins was...
Over and over and over and over again. Now, The Dark Knight Rises, on another hand, Bane was more like Mr. Magoo.
Oh. Monkey Man, why did you not like my movie? Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, there was parts of... But, for me, when I'm watching these trailers with Ben, I see that. I see Batman. When I see Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, I'm looking into that man's beautiful man eyes, and I am seeing Batman in those beautiful eyes.
He has bat eyes.
And you know what I see, Matt, when I look at Ben Affleck?
What?
I see a horrible daredevil is what I see. I see the worst Marvel movie ever made.
He doesn't even look... I don't know about that. Have you seen the Ghost Rider movies?
Okay, alright. The third worst movie ever.
I like the first Ghost Rider.
One and two were
it was alright.
I haven't seen the second one, though.
It was good, but it was just... I like how they put Elektra and the Daredevil and all that.
There was parts... It was... I think the directing made that movie bad. That's where I disagree with a lot of people. I don't think Ben made that movie bad. I think Ben could have done better in parts, but I don't think it was Ben that made it bad. I think it was the directing and maybe some writing choices. But I totally get people's worry and stuff about it. So how do you think that Ben Affleck is going to hold up to other Batmans? Do you think he's going... Do you have a different opinion of me, Tommy, that he's going to be the best Batman ever?
I think he's going to be great. I don't know if he's the best. But I think he's going to do awesome. Because I always loved the animated series Batman.
Yeah.
So I just... That's my favorite epitome of Batman.
Yeah, he's so Kevin Conroy is your favorite Batman?
If I had to pick one.
How about...
I heard rumor that he's supposed to make an appearance in Suicide Squad.
Kevin Conroy?
No, Ben Affleck is Batman.
Yes.
He jumps on a car or something.
Yeah, they showed like the, they had that sneak,
Joker's car.
Leak.
Yeah, someone leaked on Twitter or something.
Yeah. So Monkey Man, obviously, how do you think he's going to rank on the Batmans? Do you think he's going to be George Clooney?
I didn't really like George Clooney as Batman either.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, like, in my opinion, George Clooney's the worst Batman to date.
Yeah.
He could be up there with Michael Keaton. I think Michael Keaton is probably one of the best Batman.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
He was the first cinematic Batman.
I agree with that, too.
The TV show and everything, like Adam West, but...
Yeah.
But Michael...
At the time, yes, Adam West is the best Batman.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, Adam West is kind of the man.
He kind of helped start it all, so...
If I had a list, like... There's maybe five men that I would, like, physically kiss on the lips in life. I think Adam West would be one of them.
Adam West.
And then I wanted him to, like, just talk to me in the Batman voice for a minute. Not even as Batman. He could just talk as Adam West.
Adam West sounds... is a great voice.
Yeah. I just close my eyes and pretend you're Adam West?
I put him on Family Guy, and they kind of made him sound like a dummy.
Yeah.
I love Adam West.
He's so funny on Family Guy, though.
He's very funny on Family Guy.
He does for sure.
I have a small shield on my body somewhere the size of a bullet, so if you hit me there, then that renders your action completely undone.
Alright, so I got one for you guys. Best Joker or best Joker voice? Who's been the best Joker in Batman?
Oh, man.
Well, I love Heath Ledger.
Voice, either or.
Oh, man. Well... There's just something about Mark Hamill's Joker that just hits me right in the soft spot of my heart.
I love it.
I love Heath Ledger's Joker. I think he did a great job of playing the chaos-driven maniac. But gotta be Mark Hamill, bro. Mark Hamill.
Jack Nicholson was the funny ha-ha Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lunatic.
But I think Mark Hamill, his voice, you know, it's just... you think Skywalker, and then all of a sudden this voice just comes out of him, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, his Joker voice is amazing. For me, if I was going to pick, if it was voice and movies and everything, it, for me it would be Mark Hamill, too. How about you? Did you say already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill and Heath Ledger.
So, for cinematic,
I
for me...
Heath Ledger Joker, that's why I love The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like, I'm going to show you a magic trick. Ta-da! It's gone! You know, it's just...
The guy who's... He's not afraid to kill, yeah.
But funny at the same time.
Cinematic, for me, I think my favorite is Jack Nicholson. I didn't like Heath Ledger as much because that's not my favorite style of Joker. Like, I appreciate what he did. I loved his acting. I thought his acting was great.
Yeah.
The portrayal he was going for was perfect. But for me, like, that's not my Joker. Like, my Joker is a clown at his core.
Yeah.
But he's insane.
He's insane.
Like, so he's trying, like, it's all about the best gag and the best joke. So, yeah, it's about anarchy and watching the world burn, but it's also about being a performer, too.
Yeah, the setups and that he uses, it goes to great lengths to...
The setups and the performances.
To trick Batman.
Yeah, and that's why I like Nicholson, because yeah. Nicholson was so cool. So I think, like, that's why I hope that...
Jared Leto
is going to be my favorite new Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tattoos are a little weird.
But chrome teeth.
He might be really, really good.
I think he's gonna be good. The clips I've seen of it, you know, it's kind of debatable right now, but
so
I think he'll be a good Joker. Jared Leto, he's a very good actor. So
you
can
pull. While we're talking about villains, why don't we just talk about who is our favorite Batman villain? Like, whether comics, cartoons, movies, whatever. Like, who is just your core favorite villain?
Okay.
So you go first.
Joker for me.
Joker is yours?
Yep, hands down Joker.
Is there a certain arc that is your favorite incarnation? It's The Dark Knight?
Like The Killing Joke, or...
Like Batman Animated Series, Killing Joke, Joker,
The new one. What's the one called?
The
all of them, I guess.
Batman Joker.
All of
like
them.
That.
Okay.
As a character, complete is just he's my favorite villain. It doesn't matter who plays him. It doesn't matter what voice he does. They're, you know, they've all got their unique twist to it. You know,
okay.
Just like with Mark Hamill, he's got his unique twist with it. Like the Joker in Arkham Asylum video game. You know, he's just
He's pretty great in that.
Yeah.
What makes him your favorite? Like, is it the relationship between him and Batman? Is it his unpredictability?
No, they don't kill each other. No, well, obviously Batman doesn't kill people, but, you know, the Joker, they need each other to survive. It's like a symbiotic relationship. You know, one feeds off the other.
Yeah, and for sure.
I think that's what my favorite part of it is. And I've always liked the Riddler, too. Riddler was really good. Jim Carrey's Riddler, not so good.
A little over the top, yeah.
He just acted that to death.
Yeah. Because he wasn't too, like, maniacal, more like comedic.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they just would have remade that whole entire movie, you know, to take Val Kilmer out as Batman, because it was just Val Kilmer and Batman was horrible.
See, I didn't mind Batman Forever too much. I thought there was good parts of it.
I think there was, yeah. I can see some of it was kind of cool, like the... I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
The Riddler one, and then destroyed the Batcave and everything.
Yeah,
that was
pretty...
Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face was, you know, a lot more different than...
More crazy and not less, you know, because, like...
The problem...
Oh, yeah.
The problem with his Two-Face, I can tell you right now what it was. It was the first 5 minutes... He was Harvey Dent. Like, he was Harvey Dent, and then all of a sudden, he turned on Two-Face,
and never turned it off. That's the whole thing. He's Two-Face. He's half Harvey, half Two-Face. He's this... Always stuck between being good, wanting to do what's right, but having to be stuck...
Exactly.
...with revenge and all that
stuff.
He has
the coin. That's why
and
he
the duality.
He has to flip the coin to get his decision.
And obviously I'm not an actor, and so I'm not going to pretend I know everything about acting. But I think in Tommy Lee Jones' defense a little bit, I think that Jim Carrey was vomiting all over the camera so much and overacting so much that to maybe be seen, Tommy Lee Jones was having to overact as well.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And, but I mean, it's better than Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was way too campy.
That's not even rewatchable. Like, I tried to rewatch it. And it was bad.
Time to chill. Nice to meet you. Cool out. I haven't
seen it yet, but I heard they were bringing Mr. Freeze into
Gotham.
Gotham.
Yeah.
They are, yeah. So for
Earl Joker or something like that, I seen.
Yeah, I saw that too. So that's a perfect segue, because for me, my favorite Batman villain is Mr. Freeze. And I think what does it for me is the Heart of Ice. For the Batman animated series, that's probably the one Batman story arc that I've watched countless times. Like, I remember seeing it as a kid and being struck by it, and just like, but now rewatching it as an adult, it is probably the single most beautiful cartoon I've ever seen. Like, the way it's drawn, the snowflakes, and the story of Mr. Freeze and his voice, and just the whole origin story is just perfect. And I love that the redemptive qualities in villains. You know that. That's always my favorite villain. And so I love how he's evil, but he's evil for a reason.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, God. You need to watch it, man. It actually won Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
Actually won Emmys.
It won like two or three Emmys.
Wow. Okay.
That's how good it was.
It's not striking memory, so...
There's actually a...
I don't really remember it, though.
That is the thing that wrote his origin story. Before that, Mr. Freeze did not have an origin story.
I don't know, I respect that you like Mr. Freeze, but I don't... Him and Captain Cold have too many similarities.
Yeah.
And it seems like they...
What's that, they both use a gun and then freeze people? That's about it.
Yeah. Well...
But
yeah, for the most part.
Mr. Freeze is fighting to save his wife.
Yeah,
and to save her life, and he's fighting because her life was taken from him, so he's trying to get revenge, but he's also trying to save her. And then after a point, he's just mad at the world, and so he just wants to just freeze everything and get back at the world because of it, and becomes almost emotionless. Where Captain Cold is just a crook and wants to steal and rob.
Yeah.
How about you, Tommy?
There's one little cool thing in Arkham Knight. There's a DLC, a Mr. Freeze DLC that has a really cool story to it.
Oh, really?
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But it's a really cool story. If you happen to play it, I would recommend downloading the Season of Infamy.
I have not played it yet. I do not have a new gen system. I wish they would have brought it out for Xbox 360, but they didn't.
Can I borrow your Arkham Knight?
I'm letting Josh borrow it. Okay. After that.
Cool.
But yeah, it has.
I love all those video games. That when Arkham Asylum came out, I fell in love with it.
Oh yeah.
As I could, Arkham City too.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, they're both good.
Arkham Origins.
Arkham Origins was good.
I tried playing that, but I could never get past Deathstroke.
Yeah, Deathstroke was pretty hard.
Got to the point that I quit it because I couldn't get past that one level.
Dude, wait till you see Deathstroke and Arrow. Okay, sorry. So who's your favorite Batman villain, Tommy?
I seen Deadshot.
Deadshot.
I haven't seen Deathstroke yet, though.
Yeah, you're gonna pee your pants. So, yeah. Tommy Two Stars, favorite Batman villain for you?
I'm gonna go with Killer Croc.
Oh, I love Killer Croc.
Because he's like this, he's a very unique looking villain. He's like this big, scaly, and like his origin's kind of sad, too. It's like he's been picked on his whole life, like outcast, and then they turn him into this... basically a monster, and that's what he becomes. It's like, oh, they're gonna treat me like a monster, then a monster I'll become.
Yes. Oh,
seen the trailer for Suicide Squad yet?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Killer Croc on there? Because Killer Croc on that trailer, he looks rather small.
He does. That was my one downside, is like Waylon Jones is like huge. He's like this big, he wrestles alligators, he's a big monstrous man, versus he does seem kind of small. So Hopefully he's strong, I guess. I don't know.
He looked like the Thing from the original Fantastic Four movie. I think I've said that in the past. Yeah.
A green thing.
I'm hoping, like, that's early stage mutation.
Yeah, like he's gonna eventually get bigger.
Hopefully. You just made Killer Croc sound so romantic.
It's just so sad. It's like, there's also another DLC in Arkham Knight where he's like, he's trying to talk to Waylon Jones. He's like, you know, you don't have to do this. Like, this is what I've become. This is what they've turned me into. Oh, it's so sad. That's a good game.
I loved it. Yeah, that's one of my favorite video game sequences. When you're fighting Killer Croc in the sewers. Yeah. Like, when I was going through that and fighting, like, I felt like I was Batman. Like, and every time he popped out of the sewers, like, I was shitting my pants. Like, oh my gosh, a crocodile's gonna eat me! And I was just, like, freaking out.
I've got your scent, Batman.
Oh, God, that was so good.
He's huge. He's, like, 13 feet tall. When he first comes
Arkham
out...
City, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, Arkham Asylum.
Was that Asylum?
A city, he only has a little cameo.
Oh, yeah, it was Asylum.
And Asylum is where you're, like, in the sewers and he's chasing you.
Yeah.
But I love that part when he's, like... You see him in the foreground and he's, like, crouched in the elevator and he steps out. And then you, like, they take him off and you walk to the elevator. You realize how big that elevator was, that he was crouched in it. You're like, that guy is a beast.
Crazy. So we got there. We talked about rogues a little bit. We could go on and on and on.
Yeah, we
gotta
get to it.
I wanted to talk about favorite Bat family members. So you've got tons. There's tons and tons and tons of Bat family members. Who's your guy's favorite overall? Mine is Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
Robin
Dick Grayson, Nightwing Dick Grayson.
Well, just Dick Grayson as a whole.
Agent Grayson.
That's
the new story arc, I guess they're going with. He's an international spy now.
I really liked Black Mirror, which is a comic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Dick Grayson as Batman, and it's
okay.
A whole story. If you have not read that, make sure you pick it up and put it in your eyes. It's really good, and it's beautiful because it's going off of him as Batman.
Yeah.
So it's his struggles and his demons, and he puts a lot of his circus experience into the Bat costume.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to reread it, because that's how good it was.
Doesn't Dick Grayson end up being Darkwing?
Yeah, Nightwing.
Nightwing.
I'm sorry, Nightwing.
Who's your favorite Bat family member, Tommy?
I'm stuck between Barbara Gordon and
Oracle.
Yeah, Oracle/Batgirl, and who's the other one? Well, you know, just Barbara Gordon. We'll stick with that.
Yeah, Barbara Gordon's pretty awesome. You just because you think she's cute.
Yep, you're darn right. I got little ginger.
How about you, Monkey Man?
I'm with you on that one, Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I guess, Nightwing was my other one.
Nightwing.
I think that was probably the only one thing that I liked about The Dark Knight Rises is that we're putting Dick Grayson in it. And, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he did a tremendous job, I think.
Well, he wasn't really Dick Grayson,
like,
that's the thing. He was
a police officer or whatever at first. But
yeah, but... he wasn't really Dick Grayson, but I guess they were kind of...
I don't know.
Alluding to it a
little
bit.
Yeah, they were. Because that was a rumor he was going to be Nightwing.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
Just jumped straight to
it. Well,
there
was also a rumor that he was supposed to take over as Batman.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Because, you know, he's off doing his own thing now with him and Selina.
I just want to tear apart that movie so bad right now.
I really like the ending.
What movie?
Dark Knight Rises.
Let's do it.
No. We're already almost... We're at 45 minutes right now. And we still gotta do trivia.
We're gonna cut trivia in half.
Right?
Do 10 questions or 5.
So...
It's a bad thing for, when you get involved in something you really like, you can just talk about it and have opinions and argue, and it's just... Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, for... What makes Batman more than just a man in a suit? Like...
Oh, jeez.
To you, Tom.
In my opinion, like, unlike the other DC villains, there's not too many, like, heroes. Not too many have the full weight of their responsibility on them. Like, Superman, you know, this Earth's not his home, but he wants to protect it, but really, if something else happens, he's gone.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Thor. I mean, he wants to protect Earth, but if something else happens, he doesn't have much responsibility. Batman, I think, has that full weight of protecting Gotham and doing whatever it takes to keep Gotham safe.
Yeah. He knows what he's fighting for.
Yeah.
And they say that in a couple of the comics and stuff, and that you gotta know what you're fighting for. And Batman knows what he's fighting for.
Exactly.
I think I can't really say it much better than what you just said, Tom. But he has conviction, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's fighting for his parents, but he's also fighting for his city.
Yeah.
And he has no quit, really. And that's what I think what makes him better than ever is. It makes him more than just... I think that's what makes him, stands him out from other people in just suits. Like, that's what even stands him out from Hal Jordan, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hal's great and everything, but I think just there's a difference there.
He's being pulled all over the place. Like, he doesn't really have that conviction to keep...
Because, in my opinion, if anybody by themselves could beat Darkseid in the Justice League, other than maybe Superman, it would be Batman.
Yeah, he'll figure it
out. He could figure out a way to beat every single person in the DC Universe. Do you agree with us, Monkey Man? Do you have anything else to add?
I feel Batman is one of the only DC heroes to not have actual superpowers.
Yeah.
You know, he has his gadgets and everything, and yeah. I think that makes it more relatable to us, you know, as fans and everything else. Yeah, he's a millionaire and everything, and he's got all these toys, but deep down, he's just like us. He's not an alien from another planet.
He doesn't have a special ring.
He's a human being, and he's trying to defend his family name, and defend the planet. And I think that's what makes Batman great. Batman is just probably, let alone, probably the best superhero of all time.
Boom.
In my book.
He's dropped it.
DC Comics.
Definitely DC. I agree with there, but
he's my favorite. Marvel, that's different.
Sorry, bro. Howard the Duck, best hero.
I think we can call him the best hero of all time. I don't know if any I've always had a hard time calling Batman a superhero because you have to have superpowers to be a superhero.
But a lot of his abilities are above that of a normal person. Like, he is almost the best martial artist. There's only a few people that he said, can beat him up. Like, he said, like, Wonder Woman's martial artist, stuff like that. But he's, like, super smart. Great detective. So stuff like that, he's beyond normal capabilities. Yeah. And he's trained himself to basically his peak. So he's like kind of super.
Tony Stark, he doesn't have superhero powers. He's got an iron suit. You know, it's almost Batman relatable. Batman has his suit and his gadgets, and so does Iron Man. He has his gadgets and, his suit. And that's what makes them great.
Yeah. So, ultimately, Batman v Superman comes out in 10 days.
Oh,
so we're going to get a whole nother version of Batman.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about all these different versions of Batman. There's too many good ones for me to be my favorite, but to say I have an absolute favorite. I have all different favorites and mediums and stuff, but I'm hoping that this is going to be one of my top favorites. Ultimately, I'm scared, and I'm super excited.
Scared-sided.
In the world of food, they've been doing all these things on Doritos. Pick Batman, pick Superman, buy the chips. They've got crackers and cereals and everything else. And they're doing all sorts of grocery shorts everywhere. On Twitter, they're doing pick Batman, pick Superman with the hashtags.
I've seen more like the Civil War stuff, like pick Team Cap, Team Iron Man.
But I haven't seen too much of the Batman, Superman. Yeah. I've seen more Civil War, Team Cap, or Team Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing the Batman Superman too.
Keep an eye out then.
Yeah, check it out at the grocery store too. I can show you the bag of chips they got. So for you, Tommy Two Stars, are you Team Batman?
Oh, I'm definitely Team Batman.
Team Batman. Okay. Monkey Man, are you Team Batman?
Team Batman all the way. Was never a real big Superman fan.
Man after my own.
I'm also Team Batman. I think Batman is going to show up Superman in this movie. I think he's going to be the standout star of the whole movie. I think people are going to be talking about Ben Affleck like crazy. He's going to be everywhere. We're going to get three or four new more Batman movies. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to be talking about Superman side of the movie. So tune in for that. And then maybe we'll even talk about the movie a little bit more. But we wanted to wrap up today with a little bit of geek versus geek trivia. What's the score time of two stars in this Geek vs. Geek trivia tournament we got going?
Let's see. I've won in the video game one. You've won in the Walking Dead one. I think that's the only trivia we really had.
Okay, so out of all the geeks, all the trivia stuff we've done, you got a 5, right?
I think I've won the food eating contest. I technically ate the most pizza rolls. I don't know if that was a contest.
Yeah.
I beat in the video game trivia. What else was there?
You and Larry did kind of trivia. Oh, yeah,
Thanksgiving trivia.
And then, did you say video game trivia already?
Yeah. So, 4. I'm at 4.
You're at 4, and I won...
You won the Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
The trivia dead.
Yeah, and then I thought I won one more.
You might have, I don't remember what it was.
I think we're 4-2. I think that's the official score. 4-2
sounds good.
So now we're going to be 4-3 because we're doing Geek vs. Geek Batman trivia, and I'm about to smack it down on you.
I hope you can back them words up.
So what we got here is Monkey Man has some trivia questions for us. Hang in there. Thank you. I know we're at an hour long. Thank you for listening this long. But we're going to do some quick trivia. 10 questions coming out of our ears, and then we got one final tiebreaker.
Yeah, if we need it.
If we need it. So what we're going to do is Monkey Man's going to read the question, multiple choice, and then at the end of multiple choice, Tommy Two Stars and I are going to yell out our names. Monkey Man's going to pick who won, and then we're going to give the answer. So first one to, I guess, 5, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we can both get 5, so first one to 6.
First one to 6, yeah. Are you ready, Monkey Man?
I am ready.
Okay, go for it, man.
Are you ready?
We're ready. Okay. Geek vs. Geek.
All right, boys. What is Bruce Wayne's middle name?
Wow, okay. Okay. 2 stars?
Well, do we do we have the multiple choice? Can we read the multiple choice for us?
Adam, Patrick, Thomas, or Richard?
2 stars. I was going to say Thomas before I even got the choices, but... I mean, that was his dad's name, so that's why I would have...
Can I steal it? Yeah.
Okay.
It's Anthony, right?
Oh.
Patrick.
Bruce Patrick Wayne.
Stated in various Wikia pages and Batman information pages.
Right. Huh. Good to
know. I just... You know, his dad's name, Thomas. So
that's a pretty good guess. All right,
number 2. What time were Bruce Wayne's parents murdered? 9:30 p.m., 8:47 p.m., 10:48 p.m., or D, 11:23 p.m.?
Batman.
Batman.
It's the second one.
9:30. I'm going to go with 11:38, the last one, D.
Wrong.
Man. These are hard.
Man.
10:48 p.m. and Batman and Robin issue 1, Bruce tells Damian that he sets the clock to 10:48 p.m. to open the entrance to the Batcave because that's when his parents were killed.
I knew it was a weird number like that. I knew it was like a 47, a 52, and that's why.
I figured it was something like that too.
All right, let's go.
Pretty much looking like it's the first one right's going to win.
Yeah, at this rate.
Hey, mind your own. Just read the question.
All right.
And you thought I get competitive.
You guys should get this one.
All right.
Number 3, who was the first Robin? Tim Drake, Jason Todd, Damian Wayne, or Dick
Grayson? Tommy
Stars! Nah. Your name is so shorter than mine.
Who got it?
Tommy?
Oh, snap. Dick Grayson.
Woo.
Hey, it was.
I totally got that.
Grayson became Robin after being adopted by Bruce Wayne.
It's up to the Monkey Man.
Dick's parents later on becoming Nightwing.
Killed by
Two
Face in a circus accident.
All right. Ooh, I like this question. In the video game Arkham Asylum, how long did it take to create the animations for Batman's cape alone? 3 months, 2 years, 7 months, or 1 year?
Batman. 1 year.
Wrong.
Oh, God.
2 years.
Go ahead.
Was it 2 years?
Correct.
Woo!
2 years. It took a team 2 years to create every possible animation and movement for the perfect experience and realism.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Pretty
cool. It's a long time.
Because gliding and flopping it, and there's so many things that cape actually does.
Fighting.
Yeah, rolling.
Well, doing the stun and everything else, you know, that cape's got a lot of actions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Dodging and flopping around in the wind.
2-0.
2-0.
All right.
Number 5, who has not put on the cowl and became Batman for at least a moment? Ooh. Dick Grayson, Damian Wayne, Commissioner Jim Gordon, or Jason Todd?
Batman.
Yeah.
Damian Wayne.
Correct.
Oh! Awesome.
Both Grayson and Todd both became Batman during the events of Battle for the Cowl, and Gordon is currently Batman in the mech suit during Bruce's memory absence.
Yep.
And yeah, Jason Todd doesn't care about shooting people either.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy arc right now.
It's a cool looking suit, too.
Yeah, I think actually his last Batman is like next week, Jim Gordon.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're wrapping it up, yeah.
Is that Robin War still going now? Yeah.
No, I think it's over.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, so 2-1?
Yep.
2-1.
Alright, 6. What was the title of the planned sequel to Batman and Robin? Had it not bombed at the box office.
Oh,
a Batman, Batman Lives, Batman Justice, or Batman Triumphant?
Batman. Batman Justice.
Wrong.
Batman Triumphant, because that one just sounds odd.
Correct.
It just doesn't seem to fit.
Batman Triumphant, rumors had it that Madonna would have played Harley Quinn.
I have heard that. I have heard that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Nicolas Cage as the Scarecrow.
Well, alright.
In Returning Memory, at least, Jack Nicholson as Joker.
Oh.
That would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
But he thought he died, which would have been awesome to see him come out.
That would have been pretty cool.
Ghost Rider into frickin' Batman.
Alright, 3-1.
So that's what, 3-1 now?
Yep.
Yeah.
What actor played the first live-action Batman? Adam West, Louis G. Wilson, Michael Keaton, or Robert Lowery?
Batman. B.
Yes, correct. Louis G. Wilson. Wilson has the distinction of being the first actor to ever play Batman, starring in the 1943 series. Okay. Though he had the comics as a reference point, Wilson was still disadvantaged being the first to put on the tights.
Have you seen the footage of that? Or, like, even pictures?
Yeah, I think I have seen it.
It's really funny.
I have a timeline of, like, all the different people who played Batman.
Oh, really?
From the first all the way to Ben Affleck.
That's cool. Okay, yes!
2-4.
2-4.
Alright, game's afoot.
Alright, number 8. With the existence of the multiverse, there are infinite Earths. Who is currently Batman on Earth 2? Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne, Oliver Queen, or Clark Kent?
Batman.
Go ahead, Batman.
Thomas Wayne.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Bruce was Batman on Earth 2 until he was killed in this alternate universe. Thomas Wayne was not killed, now has taken up the mantle of Batman. And Thomas Wayne was his dad.
Yep. Yes.
And his mom actually becomes the Joker.
Yeah, they do that in the Flashpoint. If you haven't, you could, if you've got Netflix, right?
Yeah.
If you watch a Flashpoint movie on there, it's a new DC Comics thing. They go into that, a whole alternate universe. And Bruce is killed as a boy, and Thomas becomes Batman, and Martha becomes Joker. It's pretty crazy.
Well, they talk about it in The Flash, don't they? The multiverse?
I haven't gotten that far yet. Oh, yeah, they talk about the multiverse, yeah.
Oh, that's where Reverse Flash comes from, is the multiverse.
Right, right. But they actually go to Earth 2 this next season, but I haven't gotten that far yet.
Ooh. Oh, so they're gonna run into Zoom.
Probably run, yeah, they do. They run into a bunch of different people. I guess it's pretty crazy.
That'd be cool. Okay, all right, moving on. Sorry.
4-3.
4-3.
Truth or Batman has defeated the Hulk.
Batman.
Go ahead, Batman.
I think it's false.
Nope, it's true.
Oh.
I knew they fought. I thought Hulk won, though.
True?
That one doesn't count. You don't get to answer that one.
Because even...
This is Monkey Man 1, and then you guys...
Well, I know Superman couldn't defeat him because he pitied him.
It is true. 1981 special Batman took out the Hulk in an absurdly efficient Batman kind of way. After a mess involving the Joker, the Sharper of Worlds, and a fake general, the Hulk began rampage at Wayne Tech. Batman tossed a knockout gas grenade at the Hulk's head, then kicked him into solar plexus, forcing the Hulk to breathe in the gas. Hulk Ooh. Went down quick.
That sounds pretty amazing.
That sounds, yeah.
That's quite a hit.
You know, seeing that Thor can't beat the Hulk. Iron Man can't beat the Hulk in Hulkbuster, but Batman can beat Hulk. That's pretty impressive. Alright. Number 10. What vehicle was the Batmobile modeled after in the 1966 Adam West TV show? No choices.
Ooh.
Batman.
Go ahead, Batman.
It is not an actual, like, vehicle. It's a vehicle that was created for a car show of like a futuristic vehicle that this guy made, and then he went and he made the vehicle after that. So it was never really modeled after a car. It was like this guy had it because he created like a car would look like in the future, and then he turned that into the Batmobile. Can you take that as an answer?
Yeah, but you gotta give me at least the make of the car.
Add some goofy name. Well, did he take...
The company that made it. It's one of the big three.
So this guy took a car, and then he turned it into a futuristic car. Is it a Cadillac?
No.
Mustang. I don't know.
No.
Just guessing.
Same company, though.
Oh, so Ford GT? Shelby?
Matt did get it right. He did have the actual answer to it, but the car was a Ford Lincoln Future concept car.
Okay,
so do I get that one?
No.
Yep, you get it.
Yes!
It right. Concept car never made it to production, making this car one of a kind. Okay. You just said it in more or less words.
Okay, yes.
Mostly more.
Were we tied now?
Yep.
No? We are tied now. Look at that. So this is the final question, right?
Yeah, we'll make this the final one.
Question 11.
We're over an hour at this point.
You ready?
Yeah, here we go. Tiebreaker.
During the 90s, DC and Marvel Comics teamed up for a crossover called Amalgam Comics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Characters from both companies were combined to make new characters. Yeah. What was the name of the character that combined Batman and Wolverine?
Tommy Two Stars.
Oh!
Dark Claw.
Go ahead, Tom.
Dark Claw.
Correct.
I thought we were going to get multiple choice. That's why I waited. I knew the answer, too. Oh!
Dark Claw, also known as Logan Wayne.
Yeah, that was kind of cheesy.
In the world at large, Logan is an irresponsible, superficial playboy artist. Who lives off his family's personal fortune and the profits of the sales of his paintings.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Granted, so does the saber-toothed Joker hybrid called the Hyena.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that one.
His main villain was...
I love Sabretooth.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Monkey Man. Time of Two Stars won the game.
Time of Two Stars takes the board.
Good job, buddy. So now it's 5-2. Whew. Lord of the Rings trivia next.
Oh,
can't
boy.
Can't beat me at that.
Probably not. I got basic movies.
One too.
Buckleberry Fairy.
Oh, all right. So, real quick, in five words, Tommy Two Stars, what does Batman mean to you?
In five words?
Yeah. It could be, I mean, just not a long, huge thing. Like, all right.
Truth.
Justice.
Honor. Dark Knight.
All right.
I was going to say truth, justice, and the American man.
All right, Monkey Man, how about you?
The Gotham.
Oh, boy. Pretty much all the same what Tom Tom said.
Rachel.
It's pretty close. It's, the top one's got to be Hero.
Hero, yeah.
Hero. Honor. Justice.
Convicted.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Rachel.
You're looking at me weird.
I'm not.
You having a brain fart?
Batman. Is
the bomb diggity
the perfect
hero detective? I'm just trying to help.
Batman is beautiful, passion. Love.
You're at five.
Oh, I can't you do it in five.
You chose five.
I'm about to tear up. Like, Batman means to me so much more than just five.
Then why
words.
Did you choose five words? It's not, you capped yourself. Describe in one paragraph.
I can't do it in one paragraph.
That sounds like cheating to me. We did it in five words.
That's redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Conviction. Guilt.
Nobility.
And I'm trying to think. Duality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In no less, Batman is amazing. Super great
that,
time
that,
to
that's
be a
five
geek.
Words right there. No less, Batman is amazing.
That's good. great time to be a geek, right?
Oh, yeah.
So much good stuff going on.
So
we could
much.
Talk for hours of all the great things.
We probably could have if we didn't cap ourselves.
I know, right?
It's an hour already. We could have kept going.
All the great Batman versions, great Batman comics, movies, everything else. Hopefully we will have several more shows where we can talk about Batman.
Yeah, I hope so too.
We'll be going on for years and years, so we will have more time.
You can't stop the Batman.
Thank you for joining us, Monkey Man.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Thank you for reading the questions for us and everything.
There were some hard ones.
Join us next week. We're going to talk about Superman. It kind of cap off, and then I haven't told you yet, Time of Two Stars, but I believe after the 24th, after we see the movie that night,
uh-huh.
I think the plan is to go back to Shamrock Comics.
Ooh.
And because Jason and
Brandon
want to go see the movie with us.
Ooh.
And then we're going to go back to Shamrock Comics and talk about the movie.
Cool.
So the next 2 weeks is going to be all Batman Superman centric. So,
and then the week after that, Civil War.
Yes. So follow us on Instagram,
jeez,
Twitter, Facebook. Check us out on there at Deep Fried Geeks. Check us out on Instagram, all the cool food pictures we post and stuff. Make sure you share, comment, let us know your favorite Batman story arcs, what we missed, and what you're what you want to talk us to talk about next time, Batman, maybe.
Anything Superman too, like your favorite Superman moments.
Yeah, let us know for the next
villains,
one.
Villains, stuff like that.
All right, everybody. Keep calm and
geek on.
Geek on.
Bill Finger.
Yeah, I can't find the stop button.